Welcome to another episode of the Edible Valley Podcast. I'm Chef Jonathan Fraser.
And I'm your co-host, Darren Howlett. Thanks for joining us on our ongoing culinary exploration of the beautiful Comox Valley.
All right, welcome back to another episode of the Edible Valley Podcast. And we're glad to have you tuning in once again to join with us on our ongoing culinary and farm tours of the Comox Valley.
Yeah, it's great to be back, John. I've missed this.
Yeah, we've had to take a little bit of time off just to recoup and organize ourselves, and now we've found ourselves a new studio.
I know, isn't it fantastic?
Maybe you should talk a little bit about how this all came to be.
Sure, yeah. We were both looking for a little studio space and for our own personal adventures, and this came to light through previous business contacts, James. And his studio live in Cumberland came to me through Facebook, and here we are. I mean, I think you can agree that as soon as we walked into the space, we knew this was where it's going to start happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's a pretty amazing little spot up here in Cumberland.
Oh, it's fantastic.
And all the equipment is here, and someone who knows how to use it, which is even better for us. So I think we can improve on the quality of this show altogether and maybe not have those little hiccups that we had before. So
I agree.
Make it smooth for everyone. So I guess now that we've got this new studio and we're looking for something to do, what are we going to do up here?
I don't know. We've talked about everything. We've talked about really run the gamut of what we could do. And then now that we found the space, I mean, what exactly do you think we should be doing?
Well, I'd like to get back to doing interviews.
I agree.
That's one of my favorite part is just getting together with the people of this area and finding out what they're doing and finding out that background information, because it's always interesting to know. It's nice to get a tomato.
Yeah.
It's nice to know who grew that tomato.
Absolutely.
And how they grew that tomato and what makes it special, right?
Yeah, for sure. I agree. In getting ready for this, I realized that there's at least 20, 25 of the early podcasts I hadn't actually listened to. So I went back and listened to it all just to bone up. And because I was starting to miss the podcast and I needed to hear some. And it just amazes me the compassion and passion and of our community and our local food scene. I just love being in touch with it through the podcast. I've really missed it.
Yeah, well, and that's a big shout out to this town because we're a foodie town.
Absolutely.
You know, and people understand food and they're interested in where their food comes from. So
absolutely.
It's always a fun thing to bring those people in and just find out what they want or what they're doing. So
yeah, I agree. And as for other things, I mean, you and I have talked about possibly branching out and doing a couple other things here now that we've got the space.
Well, apparently we're talking about some video.
I know. I think I'm a little blown away by it just as much as you are, but I think people that are longtime listeners or people that follow us in any way might be interested in finding out that we are going to probably have some YouTube clips up next month or the month after.
Yeah.
A little video, see what we're doing.
So we can bring the people in and you can actually see who they are. Maybe we can show off their products.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I've always been doing that little Edible Valley test kitchen,
mm-hmm.
which was basically me making dinner for Blaine when we came over before a podcast. And that's how we sort of bribed Drex back in the days when we were at Jet FM.
That's right.
You know, we'd bring him a nice little platter of food. He'd push record and we'd go from there. So we thought this would be a great way to maybe do some video cooking demonstrations.
Absolutely.
And stuff like that.
The test kitchen can now be live.
Yeah. And I'd like to start out just with basics.
Yeah.
I think let's go back to the simple ways of making food.
Well, when we left off, I mean, that's really what we were starting to do. We were going back to the basics, talking about just basic preparations, the fundamentals of cooking.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that'd be great to continue on that little path.
So I'd like to not just do fancy recipes, but, you know, like, how do you poach an egg?
Absolutely.
I get asked that all the time.
Yeah.
And it's I find it easy, but it's something if you don't do it on a regular occasion, it's
absolutely.
There's a little nuance. Daunting.
There's nuance and little details there to be able to do it perfectly every time.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
Yeah.
I think some other stuff we want to get onto is talking about food news.
Yeah, food news. I noticed that in those early episodes. You always took 5 minutes or so and talked about what's going on, what's coming up, what everybody can be looking forward to as far as community that's food related.
Mm-hmm.
And we sort of, that slipped to the wayside in those last 10 or so episodes, but I look forward to that coming back too.
Yeah, definitely. Just events and what's happening in the community and getting back out there and just talking to people again.
Yeah, I think that'd be great.
I think there's a different food function in this town every second week, at least, if not every week. So
just moments before I walked through the door to come here, I was just told of I'm invited to an event on Saturday that I had no idea existed. For the Tin Town. I actually didn't even catch the name. She said there was a Tin Town walkabout something or other.
Oh, they have the open house down there, don't they? Yeah.
Yeah,
right.
It's sort of a walking open house of everybody in Tin Town to show off their wares and provide a little something for everybody. And and here I thought, you know, mid-December, sure enough, nobody's doing anything. But, of course, there it is, right at your doorstep. There's food events going on at all times.
Oh, well, it's like this weekend. I was up late last night with Chris, my sous chef, at the cafe writing up menus.
Right.
Because we have Delicious Downtown.
Right, Delicious Downtown. I forgot all about
so
that.
So it's the whole promotion of Downtown Courtney, you know?
Yeah.
So there's lots of stuff happening down there. And Saturday, there's a group going around, and they're having some tasters from all the different business food preparers in the downtown.
Oh, yeah.
And then we're featuring a special farm to fork menu. So.
Right. Oh, that's what I glanced over your shoulder the other day.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that was me scribbling down my notes going, I need some bison. I need to get some other stuff. So, yeah, we're just trying to find some nice local ingredients and.
Wonderful.
And showcase them for one day. We'll be doing the Saturday. We may be doing, probably doing Friday and Saturday.
So. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it should be great.
Good. Yeah, and I don't know, what else? Is there anything else that you have planned for this space, or is there anything else that you have planned for the show now that we're back?
I think I have lots of things planned. That's whether actually pulling them all off. I know the Chefs Association is really interested about what we're doing here.
Right.
So they want to come in and be an audience. We still have to talk to James about that. So.
Yeah. That's going to be daunting, but fun.
Yeah. And I know they've lined up an interview for us with, BC Beef Net.
Oh, wow.
So it's an organization that's trying to promote local beef within the British Columbia area. So that could be a really interesting interview and sort of make you go,
right.
Why should I have BC beef? Or what's the difference between BC and Alberta beef?
Right.
And
we've been sort of hammered over the head over the last 15 years that Alberta beef is where it's at. And it's the...
Well, they're the guys that have they're the ones that do all the meat cutting out there. So that's where it all happens out there.
Right.
And most of Canada's beef comes from Alberta, one of two plants. So,
right.
But I guess now they're trying to branch out and, you know, give a little bit of where your beef's coming from. Where's your meat coming from? So
perfect. And, you know, I think it's a great opportunity here. Just we mentioned Blaine. What is Blaine up to?
Well, Blaine, you know, Blaine's always doing 100 million things. So he's always, I was over at his house a couple weeks ago because he got a pig and we're doing some butchering.
Oh, wow.
Which was quite fun, pulling out his living room table and slicing through a whole... We had a whole pig.
Right in the living room.
Right in the... Well, it was this sort of dining room area. And lots of hacksaws and, lots of wrapping. So it was a lot of fun. And, and it's great for me because I don't really do much of that in the restaurant. Like, most of your cuts come in already pre-cut. And so I may break down a secondary cut or something like that. But it's not a lot of actual whole pieces.
Wow.
So that's one of his things. He's also got his steer that is getting close to the end.
Right.
So that's another thing on his, and he's still doing his permaculture. So I know he still wants to be involved, but he's, you know.
I would love to know how that permaculture is going.
Yeah.
I think he's got to come in and talk about it at
some
point. Exactly.
So we'll get him back in here. I know he's itching to come in and interview. I know he misses it too. So he'll be just lining some of that up. So I think it'll be the three of us sort of doing a little rotation to try and keep it interesting. So.
That's perfect.
Well, you know what? I was just thinking about how we've been doing this I was looking at it, and I think with our food fact shows we were doing, I think we've almost got around 50 episodes. I know 46 episodes.
That's incredible.
And a couple of them are, you know, introductions or this is what's going on. But then there's a huge amount, probably at least over 35 interviews with local people, and I feel like we haven't even scratched the surface. And
I know what you mean. I know. We were talking about this a couple of months ago about possible guests, and I think right off the top of our heads, we each came up with 20 without even thinking about it. There's just so many people out there that we still need to talk to.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, the 50 episodes, or near 50 episodes, no small feat. The only reason I'm so surprised is it just doesn't feel like that. Like, it still feels like this is still in the beginning stages, you know, to
me.
It's
very much in the infancy. Yeah. So we're just sort of breaking into it. But, you know, let's, you know, some of the great conversations we've had, you know, like, mm-hmm. I've lots of, like, Brian McCormick was a great interview.
Yes.
We've had him in twice. And partly because he was my neighbor, so he's right there, and I'm like
right,
having a beer. I'm like,
that.
"What are you doing tonight? Let's let's sit down and talk about what you're doing." Because he's a gardener,
right.
And a chef,
yeah.
And so he's always out and about, and so his backyard is just an amazing feast. That's all I can say is because he's got every section of that place is
I've noticed
put
that.
Towards something growing.
Yeah, there's not a wasted inch of his yard. It's or the whole house. It's not even just the yard. It's the everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then on top of that, he's doing sea salt because
right.
You know, if you're going to be making all this great food, you got to season it. So,
right. Absolutely.
And why not get the best stuff from right out in the strait there? So.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. I mean, yeah. Brian's great. But before we go into more specifics, more of the fun things that we did with some people here, I just overall, I wanted to just, when I went back and listened to everything in the last few days, I was not just an ear for the conversation, but also trying to just see where the show has been so far, where it started and where it's going. And I noticed that it is really just that broad category of food. I mean, I was like, okay, well, he's only interviewing farmers. No, he's also interviewing, other food producers and growers. He's interviewing chefs, anybody involved in any way, writers, the food writers, people involved in the farmer's market that aren't necessarily growing, but helping you get that food to you. There was even that wonderful one about composting and, the topics, two are all over the place. I thought again, it's always about some sort of rearing of food or raising food. But no, we get into the cooking concepts, we get into theory, we get into the chef's basics, pick apart certain ingredients and go right in depth with them sometimes. But everything, diet, everything. I'm stunned just how broad it is, you know, how much... How limitless this little valley is with food and the amount of people that you've found to talk about it, with. And yeah, like you were doing just there, talking about some of your sort of the standouts, the great, I have a couple standouts of my own, but by all means, go on.
Well, I was going to say they all stand out to me because they're, and I feel like I've made friends doing this. Like all of a sudden now it's like I run into these people in town and they're all like, hey, how's it going? How's the podcast going? And I'm like, oh, it's great. Thanks for coming in. It was a lot of fun. And I've learned so much about these people that I might not have without doing this. So
absolutely. I've only been a part of a couple of them, but right now, I pop in and see Leah like once a month. That was the first interview I did with you guys, Leah Weinberg, Fine Foods.
Oh, yeah, that's a great spot, right?
Yeah, and now I can't, that's just it.
I have to be totally honest, I still haven't made it down there.
Oh, my goodness.
I feel horrible.
Oh, my goodness.
Because I know it's a beautiful spot, and I've been down there, but I haven't been down there so long. So.
Oh, yeah. It's great.
Just to go down for a coffee, and the problem is I'm going to buy sausages and cheese. And
you can't not.
Yeah.
It's funny, actually, my brother and his girlfriend were just down there just a few days ago. And they the same thing. They went for a coffee, and they left with a big chunk of blue cheese and some chorizo sausages. You can't not get them when you're there.
Exactly.
Yeah. But yeah, that's all I'm saying. Is you're right. It's as soon as we have somebody in studio, you sort of end up becoming part of your life now.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of your routine now.
Yeah.
It's great.
And some of those people, and you never know where it's going to go.
Yeah.
Like, it can just go off on some great tangents. And
There have been a few. I was surprised. There was, like I was saying to you earlier, Dawn, I'm sorry, I forget his name, but the one that was talking about paleo.
Oh, Don Wilson. Yeah, yes, yes, doctor.
Yeah, Dr. Don Wilson. That was a great show. I mean, I thought that was going to be a very dry show, but listening to it, I thought it was just jam-packed full of amazing information.
Well, and he's just a funny person that's come into my life. Like, yeah. Blaine just connected with him doing the paleo diet, and they were sort of going back and forth. And and the next thing, they're trading food, and, you know, we're hanging out. And he's just it's a wonderful guy, and I love his native background.
Yeah.
And just bringing in, like, Ooligan oil.
Right.
Like, it's just fabulous to me. It's like, it's absolutely. Totally distinct thing that's totally West Coast, and it kind of changed the whole Pacific.
Right, exactly. The one thing that I loved about it too is that it's not a facet of food that if you go through any sort of curriculum, it's not going to touch on that. If you go through any food schools or chef school or what have you, coastal West Coast Canada, Native American diet isn't touched.
No.
And that's what's, and here he is at the top of it, has so much to offer. So,
yeah.
You know, it's just great.
And then just the health benefits and his whole diet of his history.
Yeah.
And not having that, the carbohydrates,
right.
Not having the flours and watching those things be introduced.
Yeah.
Into his culture and the devastation it's done. And
absolutely.
Saying,
I was just stunned.
Switch back to more traditional foods.
Yeah. Oh, I know. But and not to focus too much light on just one interview, you've had so many great ones.
Oh, just farmers alone. Like, I mean, our first one, Halstead Farm.
Yeah.
That was a great, it was so fun just to sit out and that was our first live on-site thing.
Oh, yeah.
And they took us for a full tour of the farm. We got to see the chickens and then we got to see the pigs and the lamb and, we strolled through the field. So we really got to get to know them a bit.
Right.
And then we sat down in their garden and just set up the mics and just started chatting. And it was kind of fun because you could hear the birds in the background. And,
oh, really?
Yeah. And their son was,
playing around. I missed that one. I've known Megan for years.
It was a great episode. Yeah. There's so many great ones here and,
Oh, I know.
Talking about fishing and Fanny Bay oysters, and like we had some great interviews. Arzina is a great one too. I mean,
right?
Blaine was installing a stove for her, I believe, at her house, and they just got chatting. And she comes from a big background of from I believe it was Richmond.
Oh yeah.
And so she's big into the food culture, and she's big organic pusher, and she's really got involved with a bunch of organizations in town.
That's
so
right.
I'm always getting tweets from her, and just a great, interesting. She's the one who got me in the salad bar at Hugh Band Elementary.
Right. Yeah.
Which is fresh vegetables for kids.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I mean, somewhat of a segue into what I've been doing for the reason. Like we talked about why this has been on hold for so long. I've been doing a lot of the school lunch programs with variety of schools in town.
That's another interview right there is you bringing in and we're talking sushi. Which and you were like, that was fun. Can I come back? And I'm like, well, okay. sort of just me and Blaine. But
I know, that's where it all started. I think I was a last minute sort of backup interview and here I am.
Yeah. And but, then, that's kind of all progressed for you as well, right?
Absolutely. So. Yeah. It's definitely, I knew where I was going with with my sushi and more all of my Asian cuisine that's coming next, but, I did not see doing the school programs, but now I'm just having the most fun with it. So
mm-hmm.
yeah.
And so let's talk about a little bit what you're doing with the kids.
Sure. Yeah. The most schools have a hot lunch program or a lunch program. And, I have no recollection really. It was a mutual coworker of ours had said, who was also a teacher, and she said, oh, so I suppose with the school system or the school year coming back into effect that you'll probably end up doing some school lunches or something. And her just assuming that that's what I was going to do. I'd never even thought of that. So I thought about it for a little bit and did some pricing on how cheap I could get it to the kids because, I'm a father and I know what it's like to try to get kids to eat something new, but I also know the value of a dollar when right. it comes to a kid's lunch. So I knew that if I was going to do this, it had to be very cheap, cheap, cheap. So, yeah. And once I'd figured out a menu, I approached all the schools. Out of the 14 elementary schools in town, I have 8 that I'm regularly delivering to now, and a couple more interested for next year. So yeah, and now I do, I'm part of their monthly school programs or school lunch programs.
Right. And that actually led you to another one of our interviews because you've now sort of partnered up with Pontissima.
Yes. Yeah. Now, I operated up until now out of my food cart because that's where it all started. I did the food cart, as we talked about in the first interview.
Right.
And, so I had a sort of a mobile kitchen. And that just doesn't work now that I'm doing the volume that I'm doing. I needed something permanent. And it was funny because through you, Sarah, and I, Sarah from Prontissima, had become friends. And I was just in there picking up some pasta. And I mentioned to her that I needed to find a permanent space. And she looked at me dead and square in the eye and said, I know exactly what you're going through. I've got this great space. And I don't use it nearly enough. I should really look to having another person come in here. And we both walked away. And it took all of 30 seconds for us to be like, wait a minute.
Wait.
I walked back in. I walked back in and I just said, and she's like, why don't you move in here? So our businesses are now in the same location. We're not merged. It's still right. two individual businesses. But now, yeah, we're two businesses that share the same space. So yeah, it's fantastic.
It's a bonus, right? So.
Yeah.
You don't need it full time, and she doesn't need it full time.
I know, it's perfect.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's. I mean, that's some of the connections we've been able to make
I
with
know
the podcast.
That, and that's just it. It seems like every time we do one of these, there's more connections made, and the community gets bigger, but it also gets smaller because we all get to know each other, you know, closer,
yeah.
and more connections are made.
Well, I mean, a great one, Hollywood Oysters.
Oh yeah.
Fantastic. I've totally connected with them, and now I get all my muscles from them.
Yeah.
And they're fresh right off. Yeah. Right off. Right. Just cleaned
yeah.
straight into me. They've got like a day off the beach and yeah, whereas buying them from anyone else, it's
right.
3 or 4 days before I get them to
yeah,
me. And
buying
I'm like,
them through any of the conventional suppliers.
And
the,
I yeah. can just about reach them. They're that close. So.
It's fantastic. I know there's so many. I mean, I've noticed too, being that we work together, I've noticed quite a few ingredients that have ended up on the menu that started off as an interview for sure. You know, Prontissima being one of them and the Hollywood oysters or the mussels.
Mm-hmm. Island bison, there's another great
Island
one.
Bison, yeah.
That's coming up on Saturday.
Yeah.
You can just go on and on. Tree Island yogurt.
Oh, right, right, yeah.
Because we got Scott in before they'd even been making
before they were even open.
Yeah, we're just yeah. like, come by and tell us what you're doing because we see your sign. Yeah. Every time I drive to Royston, I see your sign, but just come and talk to us. And
yeah.
That was a totally interesting interview.
That was great.
Yeah. And we've had some great chefs on too, right?
I mean, no, this is, I know that we've talked about it before, how we're waiting for Reynolds.
He keeps
dropping out.
Keeps dropping on me, but I know he's coming in. He's still interested.
Well, like you said, when we're doing that event for the Chefs Association, we're going to have to call him out on it if he doesn't.
Exactly. For sure. But, you know, we've had Aaron from Avenue Bistro.
Chef Aaron. And fantastic chef.
Great to just find out, you know.
Yeah.
There was stuff I didn't even know about him that I learned from him
right.
that day. So it was great.
Yeah.
Even though I've worked with him quite a bit.
Yeah.
We've had... Leslie Staff from the president of the Chefs Association, which was
right.
a great interview just to, you know, it's an organization I'm very proud of.
And, absolutely.
You know, that's my profession.
Right.
And I want to showcase it.
Yeah,
so.
That's your peers. That's right there. Those yeah. are the people on your level. Yeah.
Exactly. So it was a weird thing the first meeting I went to and I sat down at a table and I was sitting in a room full of chefs that I had all worked under and
yeah.
I was now on
One
the same
them.
Level as them. So
yeah.
it was quite a...
No, it's a fantastic organization. Fantastic.
And there's lots of events happening with them, too. And it's all fundraisers, and it's all about promoting our industry. So
yeah, and it's and not just promoting the industry, but I really like the sort of, I don't know what the specific word and terminology is, but they're sort of, they have stewardship programs where they, you know, they really look towards developing the next crop
oh,
of chefs.
The whole apprenticeship program.
Yeah.
That's a huge thing.
Yeah, it's great.
And I think I've got a lineup on someone to talk to us about the whole apprenticeship program from there. So I'll keep that.
Yeah.
That'd be very interesting.
For sure.
Yeah, so many great interviews and it's been a lot of fun. So, you know, other chefs, what other chefs have we had on there? Andrew from when he was at Crown Isle, who's moved on now.
Yeah, yeah,
that
Chef Andrew.
Great time having with him. Yeah, but it's just great having these people in there. Carmi from Carmi's Cafe, I know she'll never say she's a chef, but
right.
She runs a restaurant, and, you know, in my books, if you're the person in charge, you're the chef, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and the farmers have been great, too, right?
Like, oh, we've had amazing farmers.
You know, Tannadice Farms, Alan from Tannadice, that's been great.
Mm-hmm. There's another one. I mean, look at the relationship that developed there for at work. Mm-hmm. We use so many of Tannadice products now at work. It's great.
Oh, exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
And he's helped out with the Chef's Association with pig roasts and stuff like that. So right. It's always been fun. So, yeah, it's just a great community, and it's great to work with these people and talk to them. And so
I can't wait to get back into it. I can't wait. As you said at the beginning of the show, I mean, I really can't wait to get back into the interviewing. I think that's really where there's just so much to be learned. There's so much great information out there that people are willing to share.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know what? On that, there is something that we need from our listeners out there, and that we're always looking for help.
Yes.
And we're looking for some people to maybe give us point us out in some direction in what they want to hear, who they want to talk to. We'd love to have any feedback. You can email us at ediblevalley@gmail.com. Or we have a Facebook site, Edible Valley Podcast. So you can check us out on there and send us in some information. And we're always looking for sponsors. I think that's our big thing now with the new studio is we're going to look for some sponsors. And
the show definitely elevated in costs. It went from next to free to there's definitely a weekly fee now.
Weekly fee. And
it would be nice to offset some of it for sure. Some sponsors would be fantastic. But again, on that feedback, I know that the few vocal listeners that are out there have been fantastic. They've had some great feedback to give and great direction and great tips and great encouragement. But we know that there's a lot more out there. We can see the download counters.
Yes, exactly.
So we would love to hear from you too. We'd love to hear from everybody else just to find out what they think and what they want out of the show.
Yeah, exactly. If you know someone, or if you are someone who's in working, starting something new, that's what I love is new people that have fresh ideas.
Yeah.
Who are trying to get out there and do something, you know, those are the people we want to bring in. So I know I was talking with, I blanked on his name, Gorilla Foods.
Oh, right. The Gorilla Foods. I don't remember his name. I didn't actually meet him. I just heard about it.
I want to conversation. See. Yes. I talked to him and I really want to bring him in here. He's an interesting character and he's got lots to talk about. So,
yeah,
you know, and those are the people that are just starting new businesses and coming to town here. And
especially with a new approach, something novel, something different.
Exactly.
I'm looking forward to that.
And so it all fits under our umbrella. So,
that's awesome. All right. Well, I'm pumped. I'm juiced. I'm ready. I'm excited about where the show's going.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for listening.
Yeah.
I think this is another episode of the Edible Valley Podcast.
Yeah. I think that wraps this one up. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you soon.
And stay tuned for more.
Bye.
Bye.